You are listening to the podcast of Lancaster Covenant Church. We seek to worship God, tell others about Jesus Christ, nurture new believers, and grow together in the knowledge and love of our Savior.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It's good. We need to all pray for technology to be working today. It's been kind of an issue. We've been here practicing, getting ready. And so if you'd just say a prayer now before we begin. We're good to go. Thank you for joining us. For those who are listening online, we just pray that you would just be blessed in this service and that we would all give glory to God. So please stand and join us, and we will begin by singing our first song called The River. Sing it out, please. Good morning. I have a message before we begin with a few announcements. This one is from our dear friend Linda Thompson. We call her Barnabas, actually, for short. She is a lady of encouragement, without a doubt. So this is to all of you. She says, blessings to you this day and for every day that ends in Y. For the prayers, love, and support you've showered on me these past 6 weeks. You're all the best of people, and I am so beholden to the Lord, to you for everything. As of now, this past Thursday, January 28th, I will be weight-bearing and will soon walk. Praise be to God for this. Yeah, praise God. And she had heard news that maybe she would have to be there for another month. Now she's, just when I talked to her yesterday, she said, hopefully I will be home by February 14th, Valentine's Day, which was Jack's wish, as we all know. So that's what we're going to continue to pray for. So in gratitude and thankfulness, Linda Thompson says thank you so much for being an encouragement to her. So if you turn in your bulletin, we will do just a few announcements. There's upcoming events in the gray column there. Birthdays this week, we have Gavin Johnson on Thursday and Renee Joshik on Friday. So happy birthday. Anyone else that we missed or do not have in here? Okay, we're doing all right. How about anniversaries? It's a big deal. Peter. 30 years on Sunday? Next Saturday. Gosh, my hearing is terrible. I'm going to get this down on Tuesday. Thank you. Peter and Paulie, let's give them a hand now that I know the day. 30 years, that's awesome. You were like 4 and 5, was it? When you got married, an arranged marriage? Yeah. That's what I always say. That's exciting. Okay, anything else? Any other anniversaries out there? Okay, if you want to look at a few others, we have a Lent devotional in the foyer, and we I need your help. There's 16 slots, I think it is, and we only have 2 volunteers, but I didn't get it put out till after church last Sunday. So if you could really help me out and sign up before you leave here today. The devotion needs to be into Peggy Walebski by the 7th, so you don't have much time. But I would encourage you to take one, please, and we'll fill it out. So if you at all feel led to do that, please take one on the way out. Sign your name and take a copy with you, and there is a master copy there that you can sign up. That would be incredible. The title of it is Searching God's Word this year. Okay, we have a big thank you to those who have served the last few years on our board. Diaconate was Peggy Nordine and Matt Vig. Trustees, Lisa Vogley, Jesse Peterson, and Treasurer Bob Joshik. These are all coming off. And we have new council members that have filled up positions. We have Lindsay Jesdahl, Catrice Husker, and John Nygaard. Who will stay on for a few more years as a deacon, John will. And then Jamie Cole and Evan Bernstrom as our new trustees, and Kelly Wilson for taking the treasurer. So thank you so much for all that. And if you look on the back of your bulletin, you'll see all the committees and the board. If you ever need anything from any one of them, please contact them or let me know as well. Okay, anything else this morning? Okay, Hope. Yes.
Oh, here on the table.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
Just a reminder that Peggy leaves tomorrow for Arizona for the month, and then I'm gone on the end of February.
Okay.
So we do have a few people that have said that they would help with Good News, but we're looking for more people, and it's not to teach classes, it's just to help people get saved. We get rowdy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. I thought we mostly need. Okay. Wonderful. So we need help with Good News for the coming month, month of February. And thank you, Hope. We appreciate that. Anything else?
And I want to thank you personally for you give us your heart every Sunday.
Thank you, Tom.
And also for the prayer for my wife.
Yes.
And I'm going to go to Grand Forks today. Get her an exercise.
Okay.
In the house. Because her legs are sore all the time. Tired all the time.
Okay. Okay. We will be praying, Tom. And
I pray for all of our soldiers in harm's way.
Yes.
I am a member of USO and Wounded Warriors.
That's awesome.
But I can't donate to the whole world. They just keep coming. You know.
Yeah.
We have to do that.
Yeah. Well, you have a safe Thank you, Tom. Have a safe trip, too, when you go. We'll be praying. We'll be praying for Glenda. Thank you. Anything else this morning before we begin? Okay, this will be the time then. I'm going to ask Faye to come up, and she's going to sing a song for us. And this will be the time to send in prayer requests and also offerings. If you are listening online, and we just continue to encourage you to support your local church wherever you are. And once all this craziness is over, I encourage you to attend church and just be a part of a fellowship. So here we go. Thank you, Faye.
Thank you. Is this on? Okay. Good morning. So by the looks of it, we might need a guest speaker because I'm not sure we're going to get Galen back up here snuggling his grandbaby. Anybody got a message ready? Okay. Scripture today is Ephesians 2, 1 through 5. And it says, "As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved." I feel like this is going to fall. Does anybody have any prayer requests? Okay. Hey. Curtis?
Yeah, continue prayer as well. We'll go back Wednesday for another cancer treatment with the immunotherapy. And we'll have another 4 or 5, even though the PET scan showed there was no cancer tumors left. They're gone, but they weren't be sure they killed all the stray cancer cells that might still be in the system.
Okay. Yep. Oh, boy. Is that Tracy? Tracy? Oh, no. Cora broke her collarbone. Oh, boy. Julie.
For Easton surgery on Thursday, and also Jared and Ashley traveling back.
Nope. I don't think Lawson's going back. Either that or Galen's going with them. Christy? Lisa? Okay.
First, continue prayers for Jim Tristan. Prayers for Pinky Jewel. He's back in the regular hospital and they looks like he's got congestive heart failure and possible pneumonia.
Julie?
Just those two families for John and the Border Patrol.
Yeah, I don't remember their names, but okay.
And also for John, I believe, just he's fallen quite a bit lately.
Yeah. Faye?
I'm going to pray for Jeannie Nordine, too, but that she maybe pulled some muscles when she's with you and lost it all the other day. So just pray for you.
Okay. Renee? Can I just say, I know you are a role model for them, and you are a light for them, for sure. But I'm sure it's hard. Peggy?
My niece, Mandy Wilson, is having a job interview on Tuesday. So we can just pray for her all that. And then also for our great niece, it's the daughter of, like, Donovan that used to live.
Oh. What's her name, Peggy?
Riley.
Riley? I thought Hope. I think we all are.
Well, I'm really having a hard time holding my tongue, and I really need to hold my tongue behind my teeth.
Okay.
So I just need peace with that, though. And then just my kids. I haven't got to talk to Zoe in a week, so I'm just, you know, he's going through medicine difficulties and just, you know, issues being in there. And so I miss him.
Yeah. It's hard, I'm sure. Tom, did you have something?
Yes, further prayer for the people that are in nursing homes with the COVID and other health issues. And I pray for those that have passed away, that thank God again for all the blessings that have given them. And his heart, his true heart, and he's so merciful, he forgives everybody that are willing to accept his son as the true Savior of the world.
For sure. Amen. Okay, anybody else? Megan?
Just for revival and struggling marriages.
Lisa?
Bob's brother-in-law Chuck has prostate surgery tomorrow.
Okay. Is there anybody else? I just have a cute little story. When Hunter did get hurt, I sent out a little prayer request to my prayer buddies, and little Axel Bernstrom prayed that Hunter would be better in 4 days, and he's going to be better in 4 days, so. Okay, there's no other prayer requests? Okay, let's pray. Okay, God, we just thank you so much for today. We thank you, God, for being able to be here. We thank you for everybody here. We just thank you for this church. We thank you for waking us up. Just so much to be thankful for, God. Let's just always remember to focus on that and focus on the reason why you wake us up each day. God, we have so many prayer requests today, Lord. We pray for Easton as he heads down to Rochester for surgery, God. I pray, God, that this surgery will just go well, that no permanent damage will be done to his spinal cord or to anything else. I pray, God, that you'll just give him a sense of peace. I pray that you'll be with Whitney and Mindy and Colton and Randy and just all the kids, Parker, that are all going to be worried about him. God, I just pray, Lord, that you just send an overwhelming amount of peace to them. I pray for safety as they travel down there. And I pray, God, that you'll just send the right team of doctors in to get this surgery complete and that it'll just be a complete success. I also pray for Glenda, God, and her appointment on the 2nd, Lord. I pray, God, that she'll be able to start feeling better and to start using her legs and that they'll be able to get to the bottom of what's going on with her, Lord. We thank you, God, for Tom and for just his faithfulness to pray for her every week, God. We just pray that you continue to bless him and help him have a safe trip to Grand Forks as well. We also pray for Christy and Leo and their baby and just all the family that's come together to help out, Lord. We just pray, God, that you'll continue to have that baby be healthy and Christy, and that when it's time for the baby to come, it'll just be a good delivery and that there'll be no complications, Lord. We pray for Claudia. She heads for another cancer treatment on Wednesday, God. We pray, Lord, for safe travel for them. We pray that if there's any cancer remaining in her body, that these treatments will just take care of it and she can start to heal. God, we pray for Cora as she broke her collarbone. We just pray, God, that you'll just heal that and that she won't be in too much pain. And God, I just pray, Lord, that you'll just help her to rest when she needs the rest. We also pray for Pinky Jewel and his heart issues and also pneumonia, God. I pray, Lord, that you'll just clear it up. I pray, God, that you'll just be able to heal his heart. And I just pray, God, that you'll be near to him during this time. I also pray for Julie Peterson as she is continuing to recover, God. I pray, Lord, that you'll just surround her with people who love her. I pray, God, that you'll just make yourself real to her and just encourage her and help her to heal completely, God. We pray for Sheldon Carlson as well, Lord. We pray, God, that you just continue to heal him and just be with him. We pray, God, for these two families from the Border Patrol, God, that are dealing with the loss of loved ones due to suicide, God. We just pray, Lord, for protection for all the people protecting our borders and our country and our world. God, we just pray, Lord, that you'll just send some peace, God. We pray for John Eberle, Lord. He's had a couple of falls and I know he's got some kidney stones issues. I just pray, God, that you'll help to get him to his appointments and help him to get stronger each day, God. Just help him to be at peace with where he's at and just that he can find some joy in his day, God. We also pray for Jeannie Nordine as she has a few pulled muscles, God. We just pray, Lord, that you'll heal her. We pray for Chuck with his prostate surgery tomorrow. Lord, we pray that the surgery will just go well and they'll be able to take care of all the cancer, get rid of all the cancer. And we pray for healing for him as well. God, we want to praise you for that Don Paul surgery went well. But we also pray, Lord, that he'll heal completely. We just pray, Lord, that you'll just breathe the life into all these people dealing with sickness and issues, God. We just pray that you'll just heal their bodies, God. We also pray for all the soldiers, just protecting everything in this country, in the world. Again, Lord, we're just asking for peace. We pray for Jim Terson. God, we just pray you continue to heal him. Lord, we also pray for Renee, God. We just pray, God, that you'll just give her strength to continue to be a light to these boys in her class, God. We pray, Lord, that you'll be with each one of these kids. We pray, God, that you'll send people to them that can be great role models. We pray, Lord, that you'll speak to the parents and that you'll send peace. God, we just pray for those kids. We pray for Lindy. She has a job interview, God. I pray, Lord, that it goes well. If this is the job you have for her, God, I pray that she will get it. We also pray for Riley. We pray, God, that she'll just turn to you, that you are the father she needs, you are the physician she needs, you are the healer she needs, God. We pray, God, for that family. We pray, Lord, that she can just get the help that she needs, Lord. We also pray for Hope and Zoe and Janie, God. God, we pray for wisdom for Hope. If she needs to speak, help her to speak. If she needs to not speak, help her to not speak, God. Put on her heart what you want her to say and whatever else, just help her to give it to you. We trust you with Zoe and Janie, and we know that they're right where they're at, where they need to be. But, God, we just pray, Lord, that this is where they do need to be, to turn to you, God. And we also pray for Dakota and the little baby, God. Pray, God, that you'll just grow him to be just a strong little soldier of yours, God. We pray for all those in the nursing home with COVID, not just in our area and the surrounding areas, God. We just actually pray, God, that you'll just, that COVID will just go away. We pray, God, that you'll just heal everybody, that you'll just take this pandemic and let it be gone. We pray, God, for struggling marriages. This is really heavy on our hearts, God. We just pray, Lord, that something will come of this, that something will be started, or something where people can turn to for people who are in marriages that are struggling. Marriage is hard, and we just need to come alongside people and be real to them and show them the truth, that it's not always easy, God. We also pray, God, for all the babies that are going to be born here soon. We pray, God, for safe and healthy deliveries. We pray for just these little miracles that are going to be joining us soon, God. We thank you, God, that Hunter was okay after his accident. We pray, God, that you just continue to heal him. We pray for those traveling, God. Randy and Peggy, as they head out on a little adventure, and Hope, and Jesse and Andy, who are coming home, and Michael, who's traveling back. Jared and Ashley and Lawson, who also will be traveling. And then, of course, the Cars and the Caulfields, who will be heading down to Rochester. God, we pray, Lord, for safe travels. We pray for good roads and good weather. And we pray for just great conversation and great times of visiting and safety to their destinations. We thank you, God, for allowing us to be here again today. Lord, please just send your Holy Spirit, God, to dwell in us, to live in us, to live in this church. To help this church just to be alive and to reach out to the community and the communities around us. We pray, God, for strength and safety on Galen and Julie as they continue to lead this church, God. We pray that you just continue to bless them and give them the wisdom and the strength that they need. We just thank you so much for this day, and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Denise. And if no one else will preach, then I guess I have to, so. I get to. I'll hold Lawson later. So we have the praise team come up, and we will continue our time of worship. Begin with singing, Rise Up. Please stand, and let's sing out. Rise up. Thank you.
out in faith and believe that and trust you and know that your grace is enough. Lord, we just pray for everyone all over the world and in this church body, especially today, that if there are hearts that are hurting, God, that you would just touch them and remind them, Lord, that you are there, that you would love them, that you are our hope. And God, we just pray that you would just bless the service and just guide the words that Galen has to speak. We just pray, God, that you would lead us each day and help us to just trust and believe in you. Amen.
Please be seated. Let's begin with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. God, we praise you for all that you are. God, we come before you today and we just humbly are blown away by your amazing love, your grace, and what you think of us, Lord. We pray that you'd open our eyes, God, to know what it means to have this living hope, to live out our lives, God, for you. And to be a light to those around us, we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, imagine for a minute that you are renting an apartment and your landlord is terrible. He's a horrible landlord and everything he does seems to annoy you. He actually comes into your place when you're not at home and he messes things up for you. Imagine he hides things. So when you come home, you can't find him. But then one day, with all your frustration with your old landlord, you find out that someone buys the building. And all of a sudden, you have a new landlord. And this landlord is loving and he's gracious and he never invades your privacy, but is always there to encourage you. Imagine what a blessing that would be to have that type of a landlord in your life. And then imagine that the old landlord comes back occasionally and he tries to get into your apartment and he tries to put things away in places you can't find them and discouraging you, disappointing you in many ways. And that's kind of, when I thought of that analogy, I thought that's so many times how we live our lives. We have a new landlord. We are no longer under this oppression from our old self, our old landlord, and yet so many times we don't live our lives. We actually live like almost like God's dead, like he's not even alive. When we should be living lives that are victorious, that we should be living lives with joy and that nothing, not COVID or nothing else, should be able to shake our world to a place where we can't function for Jesus Christ and be a light. As we close out this little sermon series that we've had called A Living Hope, we're moving into what I'm so praying that God would just put in you and in me this heart for witnessing, to bring our world to Christ. I don't know about for you, but for me, we have family members, I'm sure you do too, that need to come to know Jesus. And we might think that that's just something, you know, just a saying or just something that doesn't even seem real, but the reality is, and we've had this discussion over the last few weeks. Yes, there is a hell. It's real. And there is a heaven and there is a Savior that has made the only way for us to come to God, to come to the Father. I pray that we catch that with a passion as we think about all of that this morning. You see that this is part four of our sermon series called A Living Hope. And today we're going to talk about knowing who you are. And again, I love how God orchestrates everything, because Faye came up with this song. She heard it and it was perfectly fitting for what we're going to talk about today. The songs that the praise team that Janelle had picked out, I believe, they weren't ones I picked, and yet They fit together so well. That is how God works. As you think about this life and how we are to live it, we are to live it with a hope from a transformed heart. A life set apart to love like Jesus. I had some crazy things happen last week. I'm so blessed. Julie and I, as you know, have been remodeling. We've been doing some additions, and I had my pickup full of garbage. And I was sitting inside Roxy's having some lunch and or coffee, and I looked out, and someone said, I can't remember who I was sitting with, but they said, someone's taking your garbage. My pickup box was full. And here there were two young men, God bless them. They were sitting there with a dump trailer. They emptied my entire pickup box for me and drove away. They stole my garbage. That's living like Jesus. That's loving like Jesus. The other thing that happened was a young man came to Podco and his vehicle had blown up on the way there. Didn't have much, doesn't live in the county. And I saw him, and I had never met him before, so I introduced myself. I said, well, are you okay? And he said, I don't have a vehicle. I don't know how I'm going to get home. He said, do you know any old vehicles that I could buy? And I prayed as soon as I left, and it wasn't even 5 minutes, and I was talking with someone. I'm not sharing names because I didn't ask permission, but you know who you are. And I said, do you know of any old vehicles? And he said, yeah, I think I got one at home. He started it, asked me what it was for, and I told him, and it wasn't within an hour. We picked up the vehicle, delivered it, and we gave it to the guy, signed the title over, and this wonderful couple were overwhelmed with the sense of the Holy Spirit saying, we need to give them this. They gave away their vehicle. That's God at work. That is living hope. I felt like I was just so along for the ride. Who would steal my garbage? And who would give away their vehicle? It's people who love like Jesus. That's all it is. Well, today we're looking at Ephesians, talking about who we used to be, but who we aren't anymore. Denise read it earlier, but it's just a wonderful passage. Paul writes to the Ephesians, and he talks about, in chapter 1, how we are chosen, how God knew us before we were born, and how he made a way for us, that he loved us, that even while we are still sinners, he chose us. Salvation is not of us. It is a free gift of God, and that's what today is about. That's what every day is about. Ephesians 2. As for you, you are dead in your transgressions and sins. Paul's speaking about us, in which you used to live with when you followed the ways of this world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, that's Satan, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient, those who are without Christ. All of us also lived among them at one time. That's who we were, gratifying the cravings of our flesh, or our sin nature, and following its desires and its thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. We've heard that this morning. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, praise God that he's rich in mercy, he made us alive with Christ even while we were dead in our transgressions and in our sins. For it is by grace that we are saved. It is the free gift of God. Praise God for that. So our eternal lives begin with the hope that we're given, the truth that we have a Savior. And now we're to live out that hope. That hope should flow in us, it should flow through us, it should flow out of us. It should flow out of us so much so that when people see us and they see how we live our lives, that they would say there's something that is different. So why do we struggle with our identity sometimes? When we are a new creation, I don't know about you, but we struggle with our identity. We struggle with knowing, or remembering, I should say, what God did for us and who we are. And that's what we do. We begin to doubt who we really are. We begin to doubt it. Especially when we mess up, when we make mistakes. And so many days, are wasted of our lives worrying about what other people think about us. Why is that? Whether we are Christians or not, we are loved. Why do we crave to be loved so much and to be accepted? It's like that is almost built in us. And yet so many times we spend our time, our lives, chasing after the acceptance and the approval of other people. We waste precious years looking for approval while we are broken and we're looking for approval from other broken people. Why is that? Why do we try to base our value, our identity, on what others think of us? When we as Christians, we should be concerned with what's God think of us? We should grab a hold of this new identity that we have in Christ. So who does God say I am? I'm a child of God. I am a child of God. That's a beautiful truth. Truth number two. Truth number three is found in Philippians 1:6. That being confident of this, Paul says that he who began a good work in you, he who gave you that hope that we talked about, will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. We need to be convinced to know that God did what he did for us, and he's going to complete it. He will do what he says he's going to do. He never breaks a promise. You and I need to hold on to that truth, that hope that we are given, so that, as Matthew 5:16 says, so that we will let our light so shine before men that we will glorify God. When people see the work in us, they will give glory to God. And we pray that they would come to faith in Jesus Christ. That's what our next series is going to be all about. So in light of that, over the next few weeks, we're going to talk about a new sermon series called Blessed. We did it last year. I'm trying to do it, if I can, every year, because I don't want to ever lose focus. We pray for revival. We see the need all around us, and there are so many hurting people. And so many of us are struggling. And yes, Satan is busy attacking. He's trying to discourage us. He's trying to destroy our marriages, destroy our families. And we need to stand up and say, we're not having any more of that. That's enough. We're going to stand firm on the truth of God's word. So we're going to talk about being blessed. But before we go into that, just today I want to spend just a little bit of time on witnessing to kind of prepare our hearts for what's coming up. Because we need to have an accurate and healthy view of who we are to know how we can tell others what God has done for us. One crazy thing is I can have 10 good things happen during the week, and then I'll have one thing that just really gets to me, and I'll focus on that one thing, and I'll forget the other 10 blessings. Why is that? We are so easily distracted. That's one of Satan's greatest tools, I think. If he wants to make Christians ineffective, let's distract him, even with one thing. One thing. Well, I want to tell you this morning of a lot of truths. I want to speak to you about how much God loves you and what he thinks of you. And I want you to deny those lies that we are told every week. The first one is this. I want you to know this. You're beautiful. God knows everything about you, and you are beautiful in his sight, we are told. God is our designer, and he is our creator. Psalm 139, one of my favorites. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Very fitting for this month of January when we think of all the abortions and all those unborn. They are a gift of God, every single one of them. The miracle of new life. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. For your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. It's like God has a baby book for each of us. Isn't that crazy? You ever visit anybody that's just had a new baby and they take all these pictures? If not, you can come to my house and I'll show you all my grandkids. We'll spend hours. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God, how vast is the sum of them. And I think of God and I think of how much he loves us. Can you imagine how much God would love to just sit and talk with us about how much he cares for each and every one of us, to show us his baby book? When I think of that, I think of Zephaniah 3:17, one of my favorites. It says, the Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Can you imagine God the Father rejoicing over us, singing about us, because of his amazing love for us? So you are beautiful, and you belong. You are wanted, appreciated, and you are loved by God, who matters more to you than anything should, because you belong to him. What more could you ask for, right? Paul writes in Romans, he said, what then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, if he loves us so much, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? When you are in Christ, you are not your own, Scripture says. Paul writes in Corinthians, he says, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Think of that. God loves you so much that he actually dwells inside you. You don't get any more intimate than that. It says, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, who you received from God? You are not your own. You are bought with a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. Paul writes that in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. You are not your own. So why do you care what other people think of you? So you are beautiful, you belong, and you are worthy. If you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are considered righteous in God's sight. Have you ever thought of that? I've read that many times, this passage, and I've really struggled with trying to wrap my mind around that this broken vessel has any righteousness inside me, but I know it's true because the Holy Spirit dwells in me. And Paul said to the Corinthians again, he said, and he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Think about that line right there. Does it hit a nerve with anybody? So from now on, regard no one from a worldly point of view. How does that affect you and how you think about people around you? Though we are once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. You have a new landlord. The old is gone and the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Every single one of us here has a ministry. Did you know that? That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them, as he committed to us a message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. Man, we got a job to do. We implore you on Christ's behalf, Paul says. Be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. You're beautiful, and you belong, and you are worthy, and you are secure. You're safe in his arms, not just today, not just tomorrow, but forever. Paul says in Romans 8, he says, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future nor any powers, basically nothing, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation, which is nothing, which is everything, will be able to, nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Amen. Nothing. Nothing at all. Isn't that amazing? Sir, you are beautiful and you belong. You are worthy. You are secure. And you are competent. You are competent because Jesus made you that way. You are equipped by the Holy Spirit to carry out the work that we are called to do. Don't think too much of yourself. Because when I think of myself, I know that I get in the way sometimes. I need to be, it's not about trying harder. A good friend of mine has said that many times. It's not about trying harder, it's about dying harder. It's about surrendering all. The Holy Spirit does its work in us. Ephesians 2:10 tells us that we are God's workmanship. We're his masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. Ephesians 2:10. And in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Let's say that together because I don't think we believe it. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. That's a good verse. It's very short. It's a good one to memorize. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. I don't care what you're facing. I don't care what anybody else thinks of you. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I pray that you can repeat that verse day after day, many times a day, and believe it. See, you are beautiful and you belong and you are worthy and you are secure, you are competent. And it is because of Christ who gives you strength that you can do all things. It's amazing. And God is so good. That is the message of living hope that I pray that you hold on to. And I pray that in the days ahead, as we think about the people that we are going to pray for, and I'm going to ask you to start that now. Start praying about people that you want to see come to Christ. And let's be intentional in this. Sometimes it's just easy to do church, go through the motions, live our lives, when people are literally all around us are dying without Jesus. This is an amazing, great calling, and we have been given much, and Scripture tells us to whoever much is given, what does it say? To much is required. We are required to do a lot because we have been blessed with so much. Ephesians 2:8, and I'll end with this, says this, "For it is by grace that you've been saved through faith. It is a gift of God. It is not from yourselves." I want you to remember that. If there's anything good in you, it is because of Jesus Christ. And it is because of his amazing grace. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do in us. You have created in us this amazing hope that we are given. This assurance that we have you, that you've taken out this heart of stone and given us a heart of flesh, that you've created in us a new life, and you have given us an inheritance that we can't imagine what an incredible gift that is. Well, we pray right now, God, that in the coming days, in the coming weeks, that you will place people in our minds and in our hearts, people that we will pray for daily, several times a day. God, that we will make that next step, that we will enter into their lives, God, that we will not just do church and go home, God, but that we would bring the church into people's homes, that we would pick up their garbage, that we would give them things that when they have needs like a car. God, help us to take our faith and take it to those around us who are so broken. And help us to love them like Jesus and to love them unconditionally, passionately. And help us to not look at the cost, Lord. Because I'm so glad you didn't, Jesus. I'm so glad you didn't consider the cost when it came to laying down your life for us. And when you did, and when you hung on that cross and you said, "It is finished," the work was done. And for that, we thank you and we praise you for your amazing grace. We pray this now in Jesus' name. Amen. Please stand, and we're going to sing our closing hymn, "Amazing Grace." Not a better one to close with than that. Please stand.
Amazing grace, how sweet.
front on the foyer, help me out with getting those 14 last slots filled. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We pray that you'd guide us. God, help us to grab a hold of the salvation that you have given us. Help us to live lives, God, that are holy and pleasing to you. And Lord, help us to hang on to the truth of your word, never compromising it, but living it out. We pray that now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Lancaster Covenant Church podcast. For more information on gathering times and the Lancaster Covenant Church community, please visit our website at lancastercovenant.com.